What it is, gentlemen. Check 1, 2. Fat Mac, Almighty Triple XL. Coming at you live and direct, Max City Limits Radio Show. Welcome to the first installment of Useless Negro Theater. That's right. Useless Negro Theater. Where I will be critiquing movies. Showing how Hollywood has an utter disregard and contempt for the black male. And they do it subliminally and on the sly. Yes. Useless Negro Theater. Ah, a masterpiece it shall be. A masterpiece. The movie on today's list, good sirs, will be the movie, a Netflix original, that we call Stowaway. Don't know if any of you have seen it. Oh. Okay. This will be... Okay, let me see. I'm only going to have spoilers at the end of this. I will give you the heads up when I'm going to spoil it for you. Just in case you actually want to see this heaping piece of hot garbage. Stowaway, okay? I will give you the heads up. I will let you know when I'm about to hit you with the spoilers, okay? But the first half of this will be spoiler-free. The premise of this movie is you have three individuals. I'm not going to give their names. All the names are relevant. The only name that is actually relevant will be the Negro, okay? We have two white women's and we have a Asian. They're going up, I guess you could say it's a mission to Mars. An experimental mission to Mars. You know, the typical bullshit, man. We're going up there to grow algae cultures and all of that shit. You know what I mean? So, yeah. They hitch a ride all the way up to this space station, man. The white women's and the Asian, right? They get up there and everything is cool. Everything is copacetic. The white women's and the Asian. But, lo and behold, guess what? This is Useless Negro Theater. So, there has to be a Negro involved somehow, right? So, that's right. One of the white women's discovers that there is an unexpected guest on their ship that came up with them. Hence the name of the movie, Stowaway. Well, imagine that shit. Okay. So, like, she sees a speck of blood on the ground, and then she looks up in the spaceship compartment, and then she unscrews it, and imagine her surprise when a useless Negro falls out of the compartment. Oh, no, not a useless Negro. What are we going to do? So they discover that this useless Negro is wounded. And he's fucked up and also he's unconscious. So no one can guess why he's there, how he got there. And the movie doesn't explain how he got there. All we know is that he was shoved up in the compartment and he was wounded. And they fixed him up. And he finally did come around. He finally became conscious. But we don't really learn anything. Like, how does a Negro get stuffed up in a spaceship compartment? How does that happen right before takeoff? How incompetent must you be as a person, as an individual, as a walking, living being? How do you get stuffed in a spaceship compartment and you're bleeding and you're fucked up and you're gravely wounded? And then you wake up and you give no sort of info about how that happened or why it happened. This is a gaping plot hole that irritated the shit out of me. I'm trying to figure out, how did this useless Negro get stuffed in that compartment? But no one seems to really be curious about that on this spaceship. But one thing that they are curious about, is the amount of air that's being sucked up by four individuals. It would appear that this spaceship originally was only designed for two people. They were stretching it with three. And they had provisions and they added enough to take care of three. But the useless Negro, he proposes a problem. It's like, we can't make it to Mars with four individuals. Not only do we have four individuals, but the compartment that he somehow got stuffed into somehow damaged the oxygen scrubbers, or the carbon dioxide scrubbers, or the oxygen intake valves or some shit. So actually, they were down to maybe possibly enough for only two people to actually make it to Mars, if that. So really, what these people were wrestling with the whole time is, well, we can possibly make it on three, but that means that the Negro's got to go. I mean, he's the one that's fucking up the program. He's the one that's actually put us in this predicament, in this situation. So, yeah, he's got to go. But let me rewind right quick, man, because, I mean, just the whole overall energy and vibe of this dude. It just goes to show that, nigga, I'm not crazy. Like, when I'm talking about this Kevin Samuels, yes, we're going back to Kevin Samuels, I know. We're going back to Kevin Samuels. You know, the powers that be, man, they got a fetish with feminine men, y'all. They got a fetish with feminine men. And this dude, his name is Michael Adams, the useless Negro that is in this movie, man. His whole vibe was that of a child. His whole vibe was that of a scared Negro. I mean, when he wakes up out of his slumber, he's like, I mean, he puts on the best scared Negro performance I've ever seen. I mean, just weak sauce, just a weak ass nigga, man. Just, my sister, where's my sister? I have to get back to him. I mean, imagine an irrational Negro, right? Because at this point, he knows he's in space. But he expects these people to stop their mission and to take his ass back down to Earth. And he's supposed to be, I guess he's supposed to be a launch engineer or some shit. He's supposed to, no, you can't do that. You just can't. While you're on your way to Mars, say, okay, push rewind and go back to Earth. But while he's in this irrational woman-like state, I take care of my sister. Where's my sister? I'm like, what the fuck, man? You know, what kind of pussy-ass shit is this, man? I mean, a lot of y'all would say, well, that's valiant. But I'm just saying, just the way he handled it, man, was real feminine, man. It's just, I got to get back. Please, I got to get back. Like, nigga, it's your fault you up here. You the one got stuffed up in the compartment. It ain't their fault. I mean, you want everybody to stop what the fuck they doing. Push rewind and take your monkey ass back to the goddamn planet. No, nigga, we going to Mars. We going to Mars. This is useless Negro theater. That's right. We are critiquing the movie Stowaway right about now. Yeah, man, just peep his overall energy, man. It's that of a child. It's that of a woman. It's, you know, it's nothing masculine about the shit, man. It's like he's walking around literally, you know, like a toddler for the most of the movie, man. So they have to figure out how they're going to get to Mars. And I don't really want to get too much into depth, right? Because that would venture into spoiler territory. But one of the ways was to knock the brother off and get him the fuck up out the way, man. You know what I mean? But there's a white chick on there who has an affinity for the brother. Uh-oh. Here we go in Hollywood, man. They love putting the brothers with the Beckys, man. The Beckys love the brothers. So there's this Becky that's just totally adamantly against what they talking about. So, okay, once again, trying to do this without giving up too much. She tries to devise ways where the brother does not actually off himself, or they have to off him, and she tries to make him useful in the aspect that there's ways that they can get more oxygen and they can utilize more oxygen, but it takes some sort of technical know-how and technical expertise to pull off the things that need to be done. And might I add, some of the technical stuff that needs to be done are highly, highly, highly dangerous. Things that need to be done outside of the ship. As it turns out, every time she tries to teach him how to do these technical things, the brother is totally inept at the shit and he can't do it. He just can't do it. He doesn't have the intellect, the brain power, or the muscle memory to actually have the shit pop off, man. And he's and through the whole movie, he's just crying and belly aching. And, I'm sorry. It's just sickening. It's just fucking disgusting, man. I just can't. This is useless Negro theater. Useless Negroes in Hollywood movies, yes. Or on Netflix. So the brother is inept. Somehow he gets stuffed up in a spaceship compartment. No one's curious to how he got there and why. He doesn't add anything as find out. I mean, what was it? Forgive me for inquiring. Was it a crack deal gone bad? I don't know. I have no idea what's going on here. Like, how is this happening? And then to top it off, the mission is ruined because of this Negro. You know, you got this Becky going to bat trying to save this Negro, but he is just totally inept. He can't even save himself. So now he has to rely on the other crew to sacrifice themselves for his ineptitude. Right, and I'm going to stop there. I'm not going to give it away. No, I'm not. I'm going to force you to sit through this bullshit like I had to, man. Oh, my God. And the movie overall, man, it's so slow and drawn out, man. It just crawls at a snail's pace. And you're just wondering, like, when are we going to get to the good shit, man? When are we going to get to the good shit? And you never actually really get to the good shit, you know. Yeah. I mean, yeah, at the very end, from the middle to the end, it kind of livens up just a little bit, man. But I was so fixated on the weak Negro, man. I'm just like, man, they just don't stop, man. They always got to put a Negro in some shit where he's handicapped. And everybody's got to save him. Everybody's got to pitch in. Because the poor inept Negro doesn't know what he's doing. He's like a baby. He's like a child. Someone has to step in and save this fool. You know what I mean? It's like, man, I see the archetype so many goddamn times, man. I'm like, oh, shit. And I didn't want to watch this shit in the first place. I was bored in the motherfucker, man. I was just like, man, I ain't got shit to watch. I pretty much watched everything I wanted to watch on Netflix. So I'm like, well, maybe this somehow, some way, might turn out to be all right. But I should have known goddamn better. I should have, you know, when I seen the trailer and I seen that the stowaway was a Negro, I'm like, okay, yeah, this is going to suck. This is going to suck pretty bad, man. Right. So needless to say, you know, they had a mission to Mars. The Negro fucked it up. Somehow, some way, gets stuffed up in a compartment. He's all fucked up, you know, he's wounded. The white women save him. The only one with an ounce of just, like, common sense was the Asian man. The Asian man, like, man, we got to get rid of this Negro, man. If he don't go, we all going to go. We don't have enough oxygen. Once again, they try to train him, or the main Becky that seems to have taken a liking to him is trying to train him in ways in which he can go out and he can jerry-rig and he can fix some things in which they might all be able to breathe. But the Negro is inept. He doesn't know how to do this shit. He's a totally useless Negro in this situation, in this scenario. So guess what? Others must step up to save the whole crew. Not only to save themselves, but, you know, to save this black gentleman. So guess what, y'all? Guess what? Not going to tell y'all what happens. You're going to have to watch it yourself. This is Useless Negro Theater. And I am your host, Big Mike, the hostess with the mostest. Yes, I am. Cheerio. Pip, pip. So, when I rate my movies, all right, man, we're going to get really, really toxic. We're going to get really, really racist here. That's right. That's what we're going to do. I have a 5 chicken wing scale. 5 chicken wings, since we're dealing with totally useless Negroes. And this movie, goddamn, man. Oh, ooh. Where do I start? How was the acting? The acting was okay. Even though I was bored to death, I was bored to tears. They went into a lot of shit I didn't care about. How was the effects? The effects were very good, top-notch. Give the effects team kudos on that. How was the soundtrack? Soundtrack, once again, put me to sleep. But yet still, it was a pretty good soundtrack, though, you know, for the movie. Was I engaged with the characters and the crew? Not really, not in the least bit. Maybe a little bit with, I mean, because I really, really hated the Negro. Fucking hated him. Just, y'all already know how I get down, man. Anything that just does not exude any sort of masculinity, man. It just, it was just repulsive. Just watching this baby-like man-child, man, just totally useless on the ship. With that little useless-ass baby energy he has. It's disgusting to me, right? Some of y'all might think that I'm overreacting. Maybe I am. But that's just me. And I had a little bit of sympathy for one of the crew members at the very end. Not going to say who. You have to watch the bullshit for yourself. It's going to be a No Bells, No Whistles edition. I'm tired of adding on all that extra shit right now. I'm just tired. And I don't know if y'all give a shit anyway. Matter of fact, I'm going to do a poll on that. That's what I'm going to do. I'm going to do a poll on the bells and the whistles and shit. See if y'all even give a shit. I need feedback. All right, once again, Big Mike on his rating scale. What do I give this movie? I give it 2 chicken wings. Oh, no. Big Mike, no. No? No, no, no. He's not ready. I give this movie 2 chicken wings, mate. Yeah, this is free for the crew. Free for the crew, man. That's right. Gonna be trying to crank out more free stuff, more free content for my players, man. I know I'm doing shit on the outside, but you know I gotta do shit on the outside to try and pull in new viewers. You know what I mean? And so, yes, I am trying feverishly to even out the scales, give you brothers free content on the inside as well. And once again, the Useless Negro Theater. This is going to be stuff, something that I do from time to time as a free joint for the crew. This is Big Mike, Almighty Triple XL, coming at y'all live and direct, Max Seedlin's radio show. And I'm out. And I'm out. And I'm out.